Here's a fact. North Dakotans have always believed in each other, in coming together and helping each other out, doing not what's easy, but what's needed. It's time to see again what we're made of. We can mask up and follow the guidelines. Give a little space so we can move forward for the lives we want to live, for each other. Stop the spread. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Health.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 94.1 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Hey, like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. is joining us now on the KFJO Morning Crew. If you guys have any questions for him, home fix-up questions, any issues with your house, you can call into our KFJO Laney studio line right now, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Lars, we have some great information. I want to let our listeners know our podcast page for this show has got some great discussions that we've had on radon, and our listeners have been learning that there's a lifespan on fire and smoke detectors, that if you've had one for 10 years, you need to replace it. There's some things that you need to check. So I want to encourage our listeners to check out some of those podcasts, because we've got a lot of important topics that we've covered and even more to come.
Yeah, and radon was another important one that they can find on our podcast page. You wanted to start talking a little bit about attics first off. What should we know about attics, Lars?
Yeah, so we've talked previously here on the show that the winter put limitations to a home inspection due to snow coverage. But there's one component of a home that shows its flaws better than any other during colder months, and that is the attic. And in my opinion, the absolute best time to inspect an attic is on a cold winter day. And one of the most common problems we identify in an attic in the winter is frost on the sheathing. And the sheathing is the underside of the roof structure. And what's causing this is air leakage almost every single time. Frost in the attic typically happens when warm, moist air escapes from inside your home and into the attic, and it's condensing on the underside of the roof structure or the sheathing. In some cases, it could be related to lack of insulation or inadequate ventilation, but most of the time, it's air leakage. And as we all know, heat rises, and warm, humid air from inside your home will find its way through the smallest opening in your ceiling in your home. And it bypasses, it's going to escape into the attic. And some common bypasses are around plumbing vents, electrical can lights or electrical wires, furnace vents, or the attic access door too. And you can also have air leakage from your bathroom exhaust fan or kitchen exhaust fan, or even worse, if they're terminating into the attic, they'll be pumping a massive amount of moisture up there. Other larger sources of air leakage that we see are commonly around the chimneys or above the stairway on a two-story home. But the frost itself doesn't do really any harm. The problem really starts when it melts. Over time, it can lead to deterioration of the roof sheeting, or you can see black staining on your sheeting, which probably means you've got mold out there. Mm. And the higher humidity you have in your home, the more frost buildup you can have in the attic. Some of the major sources for high humidity are typically humidifiers, not using your bathroom or kitchen exhaust fan, leaky dryer vents. If you have a ton of plants, that could cause a lot of moisture. And there's a long list, really, of other things. But there's one kicker to this, too, that I wanted to share. So what happens when you have the more amount of air that gets sucked into your attic, the more air is going to get pulled into your home, because as the air is escaping, it's going to naturally try to balance itself up. And new air will be introduced to the home, and that air could be pulled from the soil. So if you have a massive kind of suction up through your into your attic and through your roof, your radon levels might end up getting higher.
Mm. Okay, and we've talked about that radon, and I know our listeners can go to KFGO.com, listen to the podcast on that. Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies, Inc. He's here on the KFGO Morning Crew. He takes your questions if you have any issues, and we do have a text in for you, Lars. Somebody had their basement wall straightened a few years ago. Since they installed the I-beams, they've noticed a small gap, maybe up to a quarter inch between the wall and the floor in the basement. Is that serious, is the question.
My guess is that it probably isn't. If there's a gap between the floor and the foundation, it might be related to the basement floor actually moving more than the foundation. And the basement floor is a different component from the actual foundation. The foundation is braced correctly with steel I-beams. I would say it's unlikely that it's going to cause much more structural problems unless there's like a massive moisture problem causing those beams to rust at the bottom. It sounds to me like maybe the floor has heaved a little bit and it's pulling away from the foundation a little bit.
And I would imagine they could always call that company back that did that work for them if they have concerns, or they could come back and check it out for them.
Absolutely. Or they can call, you know, a home inspection company too, should have knowledge to kind of identify this.
And you do need to call Lars Knobloch with Nordic Companies, 566-1466, 701-566-1466. Sticking with those I-beams, I live in a 1960s neighborhood, Lars, and I've got I-beams in my basement. I've seen more and more people in the neighborhood that have been getting I-beams, whether it's the entire basement or one wall. What do you look for to see if that might be something that a homeowner would need to invest? When you're doing a home inspection, is it simply just a few cracks, or is it something that you might even do proactively? Like, you know, I live in this neighborhood. I've got other neighbors that have them. I want to put them in before the walls crack. Your thoughts, Lars?
I wouldn't put anything in before the walls crack. But it depends on, there's different signs depending on what type of foundation you have. If you have a block foundation or a wood foundation, I would look at those foundations different as compared to a poured concrete foundation. So I could talk about that for 30 minutes and we don't have that much time, but there are many, many signs. But one way, you know, you most commonly would have a block foundation or a concrete foundation. You could get down on your knees at the corner of your exterior wall and kind of look down the wall and see if it appears to be bowing or leaning over. That could be a sign that you might have some problems. But the main source of the problem itself, and we can probably come back to this another time, is actually related to having poor drainage around your foundation. If you have like negative grade and water drains back towards the foundation, then your foundation is going to cave in the soil we have here. Mm. So that would be one proactive thing that you could do. But let me get back to you quick, if I can, on the attic moisture situation. Do we have a minute for that?
You sure do. Go ahead, Lars.
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is to try to control the moisture or the humidity in the home. And you can do that by using exhaust fans, as long as they don't exhaust into the attic, of course. Run dehumidifiers, install a ventilation system, or even installing a radon mitigation could help reducing the moisture and the humidity in the home. And after doing that, you want to try to seal all the bypasses going up into the attic. And adding insulation is something that most people will try to do, but that does not necessarily help. The first thing you want to do is to identify the source of air leakage and then seal them up, maybe with like spray foam, and then you can add more insulation to prevent frost like this. So, and go check out our Facebook page right now. We have on the top of our page, there's this crazy video of a house that had the most amount of frost in an attic that I've ever seen. It's unreal. You got to go check that out.
All right. And Nordic Companies, Inc., that's their Facebook page there. That's their web page as well, if you have any, if you want to check that out. Or if you have any questions, I know, Lars, they can reach out to you on your Facebook page as well.
Yeah, we got a lot of inquiries on our Facebook page. People just wondering about something, or they're shooting a photo over to us about anything they are concerned about, and we'll be happy to try to assist and respond there promptly.
All right, and a phone number again, Lars, if somebody wants to get a hold of you over there at Nordic Companies?
701-566-1446.
Very good. Great advice this morning. Thanks, Lars. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
You bet. That's Lars Knobloch. He's a home inspector, Nordic Companies, Inc., and he's one of those guys out there. Doug Lear has seen him climbing around on roofs. You saw him again yesterday?
No. Oh, it's been a couple weeks. But he's up on the roof. He's not just sitting down there looking at it. He's getting up on top of the roof. He's all over the place.
Yeah, and if you have concerns about something, get a hold of him. I mean, you can save yourself tens of thousands of dollars. You know, waiting for the issue to cause extra problems. That's when it costs you a lot more money versus trying to head off major issues.
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it. Again, if you want to get a hold of him over there at Nordic Companies, Inc., 566-1466. You can also reach out on their Facebook page, and outside the show, he will get back to your questions as well.